Rosebud tribal officials say at least 6 people have died as a result of 2 winter storms that partially buried homes across the reservation, and some people remained trapped at home more than 2 weeks after the first snow fell. The fatalities included a 12-year-old boy with health problems who couldn't be reached in time, an elderly man found bundled up in his home who'd frozen to death, and a man who froze to death in a ditch. The deaths occurred both before and after a National Guard deployment ordered by Governor Kristi Noem, which came 6 days after Rosebud Sioux Tribe President Scott Herman declared a state of emergency on the reservation in South Central South Dakota. A group of 10 Indigenous women from North America traveled to Nepal in November for a special journey. The trip was part of a trek put together by a nonprofit organization, Native Women's Wilderness, which endeavors to inspire Indigenous women to enjoy the outdoors and provide education about ancestral lands. Another of their goals is to build empowerment using the outdoors. This trek was to complete the arduous hike to Mount Everest Base Camp, 12 days, 40 miles, talking culture and issues important to Indigenous people. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.